Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter and host of Fesco in the Morning, Josh Klingler. If you want to hear more from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, tune in with us every Friday morning at 7:30 and every Monday at 4 o'clock on The Drive. The Drive also exclusively talks to Patrick Mahomes each and every Monday at 3:10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Good evening, everybody. I'm fired up tonight. Let's go. Yeah, I'm fired up tonight. We are at the Hy-Vee in Lee's Summit, just off Ward Road, a great location. They have got an awesome display here of Chiefs stuff, and they've got their own little store with it. It's fantastic the way they have set it up. We've got a sellout crowd in here tonight. We got the bar packed with a bunch of folks getting crazy. The Redcoaters are here, yeah. We got people watching us online in Phoenix, Arizona. We have got the geeks here tonight, right? Autograph Geek, Snowstorm Sandy, Cindy Lou Who, Weird Wolf, and Weird Wife. And we've got others here tonight, including Sophie Bug, who came all the way from Belton, Missouri. All right, we got new little guys right here that are fired up. Got to have you. Let's go. All right. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. We kept it on a Tuesday night, even though the game got moved from Monday night to Sunday at noon. By the way, that was huge, because we could use the 36 hours. Thanks to Shotgun Jackson, all the work that he does on site, Roxanne Marotti, Dan Israel, Steven Spector for leading us through it. All right, late score, this just in, Chiefs 27, Patriots 17. Rashee Rice, 7 touchdowns in his rookie season. That's an all-time Chiefs record. That is huge. 3 catches for Rashee to get to 71 yards. That will set a Kansas City Chiefs rookie record. That is huge. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 101 all-purpose yards. Clyde had to wait, persevere. I'm going to talk to coach about it. But he gets 101 yards on a 48-yard screen, and he's like, what, 5'7"? And he goes like 10'7" to catch the ball. He went up to the 14th floor to catch it. That is huge. You also have a defense that sacked the Patriots four times. It is only the fifth time that we've had Bolton and Tranquil together active in the same game, along with Leo Chanel, who's playing his rear end off, and Willie Gay Jr. that had an interception that gave us the short field. We were talking about it on the air. Can you imagine telling Patrick Mahomes, oh, you get it at their 7-yard line. See how that works. Touchdown, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Touchdown, Kansas City. But when you get a defense that does that, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. You've got it. Now, let me tell you why I'm fired up. And I need everybody in this group fired up and everybody out there listening, because this is a huge week. First of all, let me just tell you, the Chiefs have had 11 straight winning seasons. That is fifth all-time in National Football League history. The next closest team in a current streak of winning seasons is Buffalo with four. That tells you what Big Red has done here over 11 years. But also, it's not just any week, it's Raiders week. But it's not just any Raiders week. Because if we win this game on Monday at noon on Christmas Day, the Chiefs will win the AFC West 8 consecutive seasons. That will be second all-time in National Football League history, in a league that started in 1920. And the only team that will be ahead of us, the Patriots, who won it 11 straight years from 2009 to 2019. But here's why I'm fired up, and there's even a bigger reason to get fired up for this game. This division, which has pretty much stayed intact since the beginning of the American Football League in September of 1960, founded by our founder, Lamar Hunt. The division has stayed together, even with expansion and moving of teams. Lamar kept original AFL teams together. This is why, follow me closely, why this is a big week. The Chargers have won the division 15 times in history. The Broncos have won the division 15 times in history. The Raiders have won this division 15 times in history. If the Chiefs win on Monday, the Chiefs will have won the West 16 times. That's a big deal. That is huge. It's time to win this game. And it's perfect to have the guests that we have. I had a chance to talk with Coach Reed. We're going to hear from Coach here after the break. But after Coach, Neil Smith is here, one of the greatest all-time players in the history of the National Football League. And no better person to come in during this big week, a history-making week, than a history maker himself who had an incredible career. So, let's go. Get red, get real, get ready to rout the Raiders and make some history. When we come back, again, come join us. We're at the Hy-Vee in Lee's Summit, just off Ward Road. Come join us. We got a big crowd. You'll be with all of your friends and family and celebrate the holidays red, real style. We'll be back with head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Joe Tooney. And now the Chiefs are going to go inside with a handoff to Rice. Touchdown! Kansas City. Andy Reid has just brought the single wing back to the National Football League. I almost think Joe Tooney snapped that ball on a direct snap to McKinnon, who handed it off to Mahomes, who handed it off to Rice. The single wing is back.
Here we are, head coach Andy Reid with us tonight on this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show as we get ready for the Raiders game. And coach, I just got to ask you, you brought the single wing back to the National Football League. It was awesome to see it.
Yeah, that's one we've been working on for a little bit. The single wing teams, they know that play. And we actually took this one off of Columbia versus Penn in the 40s or wherever it was. And we've been working on it for a while. There's a lot of timing that goes into that, as the single wing people know. The coaches know there and players know that. It takes a lot of timing to make sure that you run and execute that the right way. So we've been working on it for a little bit.
I said he's brought the single wing back to the National Football League. And then Conway Springs, Kansas, down by Wichita, runs the single wing as their base offense. And they actually put it on their social media, the very play that they ran, that you ran in that game. It was awesome. So you gave tribute to all the single wing coaches out there.
Well, that's a good thing.
Let me ask you overall about the game and as it relates to getting ready this week for the Raiders game. What'd you get done in that Patriots game that you can bounce into this week?
Yeah, well, that was a good win for us against a well-coached football team. And I mean, this is a team that I mentioned before was that they've their losses have only come by one score. I mean, that's it's a crazy deal. Excuse me, how close they've been on their you know, on their games. And so, and that's always a tough place to play it. So coming out with a victory was a good thing. And that alone, you can build on. You're coming up against a team that's coming off 63 points that they put up against the Chargers. And so you got to make sure that you have a good week of practice here as we go forward.
I want to ask you about Clyde Edwards-Helaire specifically, his persistence and his perseverance, and what he got done in that game that can help you even going into this week against the Raiders.
Yeah, well, we should get Pacheco back too. So you get the three of those guys, and you got a pretty good thing going. Clyde has done, I think, a tremendous job. His attitude has been great with, you know, with the load that he's had, whether it was just a few plays or a lot of plays. He is all in. He brings great energy to the group, and I appreciate the way he's gone about his business.
Then you had some big catches on third down in that game, and I want to ask you that, how that can carry over into this week. I mean, Rice had three big third down catches when it happened during the course of the game, and the same with Watson on his 31-yarder on the drive to take the lead. Getting those plays from those guys and how that can help you this week.
Yeah, well, Matt Nagy does a great job with all the third down stuff, first of all. And then Rasheed is getting better every week. I mean, his workload, he played a lot of plays in this game, so his workload's increased. And just the sheer fact of having to learn how you play an NFL game. There are no plays you can take off. You're not the backside or the onside in the NFL. You're it's equal opportunity on both sides. So you got to go 100 miles an hour, whether you know you think you're the main call or not. So and he's done a nice job working through all that, the physical part of it, the mental part he's staying on top of, which is good. And then it's just a matter of more reps as he goes here, just being able to kind of build that resume up as he goes of the different defenses in the National Football League. Watson has had some nice plays for us, that being one of them. And he gets better, too, the more he plays. He really hasn't been a guy that's had as many starts as he has now in the league. So he's getting used to that.
The ability to get chunk plays in the screen game, 2 weeks in a row now, you get a 20 against the Bills, you get a 48 in this game. How big is that as you move forward to have that in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we've actually been doing well with screens. We've had two of them called back, which we had big gains on. And, you know, that came back to the whole penalty thing and making sure we take care of that part of it. But our screen game, I don't think you'll get one more wide open than that one was the other day, yesterday, or 2 days ago. I'm losing track of time. Are we on Tuesday or what day is it here?
Yeah, we're Tuesday. So, yeah.
So a couple of days back, a couple of days ago, you know, with the screen game was a positive. We did it off a play action too. So, tied in with that, second and five, can be a run down or a pass down, and you know, the screen showed up.
You mentioned earlier the running back room and the energy that's there. I got excited when I saw the linebacker room full again. Only four times has Tranquil been on the field with Bolt because of injuries. But how big was it to have all hands on deck in your linebacker core, and what that means to make explosive plays defensively?
Well, you saw that right from the get-go. I mean, you saw Bolden come up and make a phenomenal tackle, actually off of one knee. He kind of slid in there with one knee and wrapped the guy up for a big one early. And then you see Tranquil with a sack. You see Willie with an interception. Chanel with these pass rushes and the pressure that he's putting on the quarterback. And so, I mean, that's Brendan Daly's got a healthy room in there, and they're taking advantage of it, Spags, with the scheme.
And then to keep throwing, as you'd say, your term is throwing fastballs and curveballs at him, the fact that that allows Spags to do kind of mix and match and do different things with personnel groups if everybody's healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives them – and Spags is great with that. I mean, I was telling him he probably didn't – I'm sure he didn't know the stat.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
But both he and Belichick were 1 and 2 in being able to get guys free as pass rushers. And Spags was number one, and Bill's team was number two. Steve Belichick is a heck of a coach too, so I don't want to slight him because I think he's been doing a nice job with that defense. So, but Dad's the best ever. So he's got a good teacher. But they know how to get guys free on the pass rush, and that's a tough thing to do in the NFL. It sounds easy, but it's tough to do.
Like father, like son. You mentioned already the Raiders. When you pop a 63, you get everybody's attention. What about those guys and coming in here on Christmas Day?
Yeah, exactly. You got to be on your A game. It's the Raiders. It's on Christmas. It probably doesn't get too much better than that right there. I mean, that's what the league is about. Two good teams playing each other. They're playing well right now. For Pierce, and that's a good thing for the National Football League, and we've got to make sure that we have a good week of preparation as we go here and get ourselves ready.
What are you seeing of Pierce's personality taking over or being on this team? You coached against him in the same division. Spags had him on his team. What is this team kind of taking on his personality a bit?
Yeah, you bet it is. He was a heck of a football player. I mean, you know, they had a lot of these Hall of Fame guys on that team with Strahan and so on. And, but you knew who was running the show there. And he was the one, he was the middle linebacker. He took charge of everything and everybody and really did a nice job with that. And I tried to hire him here actually at one point, and he decided he was going to stay at, or go to Arizona State, stay closer to home and in Los Angeles there. So, but he's a, he knew he was going to be do a nice job, and that's what he's done.
Because of our crazy schedule, you've had to redo this template like every week, and now you got Christmas and a different week with a Monday game. How do you handle this week from a logistical standpoint with the guys?
Yeah, well, we're home here, so we'll keep our normal schedule. You know, they get time. Players normally get time on Thursday evening and Friday afternoon to and Saturday afternoon to get with their families, and then we were able to keep the schedule normal as we go. And then it's a noon game, which is different for a Monday game. Anytime you play a Monday game, you got to think of the following week too. So you've got a short week, you know, a long week followed by a short week, and you have to stay on top of all of that too. So, you know, but it's one thing leads to another and in this league, as you know, and we've got to really focus in on this. It's great to have Christmas, but you got to focus in on this right here and make sure that you have a good week of practice for the Raiders.
Coach, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family. And to have 11 straight winning seasons, it's one of the longest streaks in the NFL. You brought that to us. So thank you to you and yours. Hope you have some special time.
I appreciate it. Redhead, make sure you get enough prime rib roast there to take care of yourself, my man. And listen, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody out there. Redhead, you're included in that, so take care.
All right, that's head coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. We'll have Neil Smith. We'll come back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Holmes will be in the shotgun. Stationed to his left hip is McKinnon. Rice, the 11th play of the drive, as Rice is wide to the left. Two receivers to the right side. Mahomes will now put McKinnon in motion to the near side. Snap to the face mask of Mahomes. McKinnon right flat. Catch. Five. Near side. Pylon. Touchdown. Kansas City. McKinnon has thrown for a touchdown and now caught a touchdown, and the Chiefs regain the lead 13-10 on a well-executed flat pass to the December touchdown machine, Jerick McKinnon. Welcome back to this Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Beat the Raiders, win the division in eighth straight time, and get a one-year lead on a 60-year story, 60-plus-year story of the AFC West. There's a lot going on tonight and all the way through to this game on Christmas Day at noon. A reminder, don't run out of time. Do not run out of time. We're running out of time. Because when you swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, and by the way, if you're around the neighborhood, come join us. We're at the Hy-Vee and Lee's Summit just off Ward Road. From now through December 31, so you got a little bit of time left, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. 5 days, four nights, experience two hotel accommodations and tickets, courtesy of Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. So shop Hy-Vee, save big, earn great perks, and let's get back to the big game. That would be huge. Speaking of huge, our guest tonight is perfect to have on this Tuesday evening. Let me just lay it out for you. A first-team All-Pro, six-time Pro Bowler, Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame,
105 career sacks. 30 forced fumbles, including leading the National Football League back in my rookie year with 5 forced fumbles. 12 fumble recoveries. He played at 6'5", about 280, and ran a 4.55 40. That is huge. 4 interceptions. He led the National Football League in sacks in the 1993 season with 15. Yes, wearing number 90, he was able to put the hammer down. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chiefs Hall of Famer, number 90, the pride of the Crescent City in New Orleans, Neil Smith.
Yeah, touchdown Mitch. How are you, sir?
Good to have you with us, my friend. You
thank
know I'm fired up.
You.
I need you here tonight. I need you fired up. It is awesome to have you.
I am fired up. Anytime I hear your name, it brings a light to me because you know what? You said it was your rookie year. It seemed like you've been here an eternity. So I got to give you your big props for all the touchdowns that you ever called out with the Chiefs, because you are huge. Now, Mitch, I got to say this here. I was at the Ron Cherry's, and I'm not going to take the show over, but I was at
no,
the Ron
take Cherry's. It over, man. It's yours, buddy.
I was at the you Ron's, got it. I was at the Ron Cherry's Toys for Kids this weekend. This little kid walked up to me. He was cutest ever, man. He was giving the toys drives away, and his mom said, "What do you say? Touchdown, Kansas City." I said, "My goodness." I said, "Mitch is everywhere." And I come here today, and I expected to see the Mitch shoes, and you disappointed me.
I'm so sorry, Neil. I didn't have my shoes. Mitch. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs.
You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs, baby.
I didn't bring the shoes.
It's all good, though, brother.
You know what? I'll bring them out for the game on Monday.
Because you know why it's huge, brother?
Why?
It's Raiders week.
Oh! It's not just any week. It's Raiders week. And think about the history we can make to win this division 8 straight years. Now, you played in this division a couple different places, us and that other team.
Yeah.
But you know this is historic back to 1960 to win it 8 straight years.
Unheard of.
Just put that in concept for us.
I mean, it's really it's really so hard to put into perspective, because if you look at the history of the league and how it's supposed to be so matched up and how it's supposed to be so even, and here's the Chief put 8 consecutive straights and getting ready to take the lead, and you probably never look back as long as number 15 lineup. I mean, Pat is here, we got a great chance to just win it all. So I'm super excited about this week, man. And you know what? I hated this week. You know how Marty brought it to us.
Ooh.
He said, "Whatever you do, we don't respect them. We don't care about them. Don't help them up. Just keep on getting at them. At the end, they will break, and it will be the same old Raiders." And that's what I'm looking for this week.
Let's do it, right? Big week this week. I want to ask you about this 2023 defense and how excited you are to see what this crew has done now all the way through 14 games. I mean, this is one of the league's best units. What do you think of them?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. They have been super excited. You know, I mean, you can win championships with defense. And people don't understand that, you know what, it don't matter. You know, we might be slumped a little bit. We might, you know, we'll drop a few passes here and we won't get the calls our way offensively. But guess what? We have a great defense. And I think this defense here will take us over the top, because you know why? Long as you have a great defense, you have an opportunity to win. When you have the offense that we have, you know, look what Big Red said. What he said, he's not worrying about Tony, because you know why? He's got all the confidence in the world that this kid gonna come along. And you know what? He haven't been wrong, so why would you question him now? Everybody else on TV have all the answers and really try to say, you know, where they're at and what they're gonna do. At the end of the day, we're still the world champion, and the only way you're gonna beat the world champion, you gotta come to us, baby. And that's why we're still here.
Man, you see why it's perfect to have Neil on this show tonight. I mean, getting us revved up here. But what's cool about this defense, I want to bring this up with you because you would have perspective. 15 guys this year have at least a half sack. Now, we're working on an all-time Chiefs record, and it's everybody's been in on this. But I think about, and you were one of the top 3 draft picks in the 88 draft after an incredible year at the University of Nebraska coming out of the Crescent City in New Orleans. But when DT came, the next year in 89, all of a sudden the two of you now were a force that was unstoppable. So these guys play off each other.
Sure.
How big is it
that you can play off each other.
Well, so huge because you know why? The guys that you know that's been there with you and you can trust that they'll be there and to the end, and you have the respect for that person had respect for you, and you're at the same goal and you have that attitude, I'm not gonna let him get there before me, and he pushes the other one and the other one pushes each other, it becomes a good chemistry involved with it. And when you do that in our defense, as such as we have this year in Colossians, and we also have that in Chris Jones, that's what makes the defense. That's what makes it thrive, and that's what makes it big, you get after the quarterback. And then everybody else just falls in place. I mean, you know, we're going full tilt. And, you know, Coach doing such a great job of sitting in different blitzes from every – I don't even know halftime when the blitz is coming. I'm like, okay, here's going to come strong side. Here come the weak side, you know, safety coming off and getting sacked. So everybody plays their part, and it's super excited. I'm not in a panic mode, and I'm sure we're here in Kansas City not going to panic. Everybody outside of us is panicking but us. And that's yep. The only thing we need to keep it in here and make sure we know that we're still on the right track. Some things off the track a little bit, but it's going to come together at the end. And you know what? If you look at Patrick Mahomes and you see the way he's trying to get the team rallied around him, he out there high-fiving special team guys. He out there, help, you know, giving high fives to the defense and telling his offensive line, it's time to go, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go, and that's what you need in a leader. And that's why the man is so good. What do you do?
It's interesting to bring that up because I want to ask you what this means to a defense to have a guy like Patrick who respects the defense as much as he does the offense. Last year, in a game against the Titans, we played him on Sunday Night Football, and Patrick got the finger of fate or something, like, you know. And Patrick goes, no, the defense won this game. He went to the defensive room and said, this is your guys' award. Spags told me it's only happened maybe one other time in his career. But the fact that Patrick is so involved to encourage this defense, and the awesome thing about you is you're an encourager. I've seen that ever since I met you sure. My first year in the league. But what does it mean when a quarterback is that involved in the defense and that encouraging to that defensive group?
He needs you. You know, and that's why he do it. He understand the process. He understand what the defense really means to the team. And it's a team sport. It's not just an individual sport. He will get his awards. There's no question about it. But the main objective is and the main goal is you put a team goal down to win your division first and then go on from there to win the championship and nothing else lesser than that. So that part, he have that so solid within himself, and I just really believe that Pat is one of these people that he's way before his time. I mean, we are absolutely spoiled right now here in Kansas City because the way this guy, you know, conduct himself. Now I remember, I mean, you know, the pass interference a couple of weeks ago. You know, I thought maybe he would just lose it because it was a blown call, and we have so many of those. But for him to just blow up on the call that he really didn't know and just take one of the greatest plays I ever seen in my life in a regular season game. I mean, you look at that type of stuff. That happened in playoffs when you've never seen it before in his come BB history. But that play to be a nullified for offset, you can understand why he was frustrated. And you know what? I just wanted to see how he's going to come out that next week. And what did he do? Puts it all together, rallying the groups, and that's what you need in a leader. And that's what you see in Patrick Mahomes, and that's what you got. That's what you see in Travis Kelce. He gets on those guys, and he knows how to get it done. And that's what I love about those two guys.
And I think they're going to bring it this week against the Raiders on Christmas. So one little bit of history here. Chris Jones, because he reminds me of you, and you reminded me of the late Buck Buchanan. Now, we'll get to this in a second. Chris Jones gets 8.5 sack yards this week. He'll be third all-time. And not only just sacks, but the yardage you get off sacks. You can get a 1-yard sack or you can get a 10-yard sack. You're on that list. He would pass you. But I see so much of your game in his. How much do you watch him and going, okay, I see what he's doing.
Oh, man.
What are the similarities?
He's Superman. I mean, you know, I love the way when he trimmed his weight down. I knew he was going to be a force inside and outside. I started inside as a tackle. I was the one that called for the defensive end spot because I never played outside. So it was really a learning trend for me to go outside and rush the passer, you know, when I first got here. So I had to learn, you know, and Derek taught me, you know, a little bit more and more as I was there before him. But what I love about Chris is that he started inside, but he can go outside, and he's such a threat wherever he's at. And I'm sure we're going to match him. Spaz is going to match him up on whoever he thinks that he can win to get the plot of pressure. by him being on that list, I mean, it's super, man. I mean, you can't take nothing from this kid. This kid, you know, he sit out. He should be fresh. I remember I sit out 1 year, and I didn't do camp, and I didn't do preseason, and I came in, and I led the league that year because I was fresh. He's going to hit that second motor now. This is about him now. He's going to lay it on the line, and I promise you. You know, I'm not mad about that, you know, you get into it with your defensive coordinator because I've been there before. When you compete at this level and you compete and you see these guys every day, you see coaches every day, you see players every day, you see trainers, it's going to be a mishap somewhere around there. But you can't worry about those little things because at the end of the day, you can go back to that guy tomorrow or the day and say, man, you know what, coach, I'm so sorry. I should have never blew up on you like that, especially like that. So it's no problem to me, but I like to see it because there's fire there. And if you don't have that fire, don't look at it like it's something's wrong. It's nothing wrong. They just compete.
And a key point here is the respect those two have for each other. I know how Joe Cullen feels about Chris, and I know how Stone Cold feels about Joe. He loves that dude.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the difference here of, like, the heat of the moment but never losing the respect for that coach or player, the two-way conduit?
Well, I think the two-way conduit come easily because if you look at the coach is only going to get as great as he can get from the player. When you have a great player, you have coaches that look at you and say, I used to have coaches come out like, well, you know, I'm not worried about you. You go ahead and do your thing because you make me look good. You make me look better. So coaching is a part of what the player, how great a player you have, and it makes you even better. So there's no no love lost there. It's just that, you know, sometimes you might just, you know, you might don't run the game the way he want to run, or you might don't want, or you check out of it, you see something else you want to do. You got to understand, when the ball is snapped, it's 15,000 things go on in your mind before the ball is snapped. And you just got to because when the ball snapped, it become a reaction game. And when it become a reaction game, you just got to react. And sometimes you react wrong and do the wrong things. But the coaches know exactly what you're doing. And if you don't make that play, if you get out and something happened on your side, he would know. But then you fans would never know what goes on.
Who'd you get? So Dave Adolph was your defensive coordinator?
Adolph, and then also was on Bill Cowher.
Oh, yeah, Bill Cowher.
Yep, yeah.
Did you ever get into it with Bill?
No, not.
Who'd you get into it with?
Well, me and Big Daddy got into it a little bit, you know, but Big Daddy Karen.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I love him. I love him to death because I had the ultimate respect for him. And I always used to tease Big Daddy about, you know, the drive what he had when he was with Cleveland. And he was out of gas, and John was just right close to him. He just couldn't put his hand up. And I was like, Big Daddy, I always just laid it to him with that. Well, you was the guy that was tied. I put myself in not being tied. So, you know, I always tease him about that. But we have such great coaches throughout the years, man, in my career. And I just look back and just say, man, all of those guys – I made them, but they also made me because we was there together.
You and Big Daddy Carl Hairston. I can just see that argument. It'd be like two grizzlies at Yellowstone.
That's right.
Let me tell you where you're ahead of your time, too, and why I see Chris and you and Chris and the late Buck Buchanan. Your wingspan was 7'1¾". Look at this. Look at that. Those of you who are listening can't see it.
And if you come close, I will snatch your ass up.
I think you're more than that. Now, I think you've stretched out.
No, I'm good.
But, Chris is set the same.
Yeah.
Buck was ahead of his time. What does that do wingspan-wise? Because go back to Super Bowl 54. Chris knocks down two passes of Garoppolo's when we've got a full-on attack on those dudes in all three phases. People will forget about those plays. They'll remember the Damian Williams run to immortality. Sure. They will forget about the Chris Jones batted down passes. You used your wingspan. Tell me how you used it and why it's so effective.
You know what kills me today about the game and how it's so changed in the favor of the quarterback? Because I look at D linemen and I see that they don't use the tool of knocking the ball down, getting off the field on third down. The windows are so wide open. When I say the windows, they give the quarterback an alley to where he can sit and throw a ball sidearm, overhand, underhand, or whatever, and he had the whole vision to just to do that. But if you get in the hole, if you close the window and you stretch it out wide, he got to figure out where I can go over this guy and how I can get it around him. And I had the most ultimate time, and it never took the stats. But one thing I do can say for myself, one of the things I really love doing, knocking the football down, tipping the football and getting off the field. It was so much better than sacks, but they never counted it. I could promise you I might have had 105 sacks, but I could probably have 200 knocked or tipped balls and got off the field.
I think You got me in a soft spot. I think it's the most devastating defensive play there is.
Yep.
Because when you watch it on video, let's say you knocked, there's a dude wide open at 30 yards.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't knock it down, that's like a 30-yard play that you don't get credit for.
That's true.
But that's what wins games.
That's true. You know, that's what wins championships too, bro. You already said it yourself. Chris Jones knocked a couple of balls down like that in the Super Bowl, and guess what? We won the game.
Super Bowl. Yep.
Put the hammer down, baby.
You just do it right here. Hey, when you get that many knockdowns and you get 105 sacks, yep, that's Neil Smith. Put the hammer down, baby. Thank you. In fact, you can swing it like you used to swing on those. That was cool.
Colors, baby.
Where did that come from? Where did the home run swing come from?
Well, the home run swing came from, you know, you're trying to get the fans something what they really wanted to, you know, feel you about. It's just like a sack dance. And I don't know. I was just sitting up one day, and I was like, I'm figuring, like, man, I got to give something. You know, Derek had a sack, and he gave up your safety sign, and so every time he felt like he wanted to get a sack, he would do a safety or something. So I was looking at the late Johnny Carson one night. I was sitting up in there, and yeah, you don't know about Johnny. Here's Johnny. And y'all remember when Johnny used to do a punchline after a ramp, and he'd go, and he would do a golf swing? Well, the very first sack that I ever had, I was going to do this against the Raiders, and I did it, and I went, so I swung it, and it was like a golf swing. And just so happened, I had three or four in that game. And then I get on the podium and ask him, like, so what is that? One of the reporters asked me, he's like, so what is that, Neil? What does that contribute to? I said, well, you know, George Brett just hit his 3,000th hit. I said, I'm going to go get him 3,000 sacks, and I'm going to break George's record. Just out of a humbug, it just took off, and it went huge, baby. It went huge.
There's nobody like him, folks. Neil Smith, and he's perfect to have on this night as we get ready to make history. Again, these are always like Laker games. We got Dale Curry here, I think. It might have been Stephen Curry up at the bar. But, oh, that was just a guy wearing his jersey drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Fred Liggett's here tonight. Lee Summit Tribune Sports writer. But we got Neil Smith here tonight. It's Raiders week. Let's go win a division. Let's win it for 8 straight times and get 16 versus 15. We're going to go into a time machine when we come back after this break. We're going to get number 90 with that swing and the Band-Aid on the nose. We're going to jump into the DeLorean from Back to the Future when we come back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
All right, Chiefs Kingdom, we're coming down to the home stretch of the season. When you need tickets to see the Chiefs, be sure to check out ticketsforless.com. Whether you want to catch one of the final regular season games or you're ready to lock down your seats for the playoffs, Tickets for Less is your home for the best seats at the best prices with no added service fees. Plus, save big today when you use the promo code ChiefsRadio at checkout. Every seat holds a story. Find yours and save with the code ChiefsRadio at ticketsforless.com.
The Chiefs Kingdom is proud to partner with Hy-Vee, home of the best beef in town. Visit your local Hy-Vee to find only the highest quality beef, hand-selected and sourced from family farms in the Midwest. When it comes to beef, Hy-Vee goes the extra mile to bring affordable, tender, and delicious flavor to every tailgate and grill-out. Stop by your local Hy-Vee to find Angus Reserve, Choice Reserve, and Prime Reserve beef options for your next gathering. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, gotta be real quiet out here so we don't spook the fish. What is that, a football game?
I'm following the Chiefs game. Sorry, I'll turn it down.
You've got coverage out here on the lake?
Yeah, got T-Mobile. You got the best 5G coverage in the game.
Oh, just keep it down, okay?
Touchdown!
Great. Stay connected to Chiefs Kingdom with T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network. Learn more at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data for Q2 2023. See 5G details at T-Mobile.com.
The Chiefs Kingdom radio show is brought to you by Window World, official window company of the Kansas City Chiefs. In nearly 20 years in business, they have improved the look and thermal efficiency of nearly 50,000 customers in Kansas City. Window World is now offering 18 months same as cash financing with approved credit. For a free in-home estimate, call 816-799-0820 or go online at windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
All right, Chiefs Kingdom, we're coming down to the home stretch of the season. When you need tickets to see the Chiefs, be sure to check out ticketsforless.com. Whether you want to catch one of the final regular season games or you're ready to lock down your seats for the playoffs, Tickets for Less is your home for the best seats at the best prices with no added service fees. Plus, save big today when you use the promo code ChiefsRadio at checkout. Every seat holds a story. Find yours and save with the code CHIEFSRADIO at ticketsforless.com.
Okay, gotta be real quiet out here so we don't spook the fish. What is that, a football game?
I'm following the Chiefs game. Sorry, I'll turn it down.
You've got coverage out here on the lake?
Yeah, got T-Mobile. You got the best 5G coverage in the game.
Oh, just keep it down, okay?
Touchdown!
Great. Stay connected to Chiefs Kingdom with T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network. Learn more at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds according to analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data for Q2 2023. See 5G details at T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Bailey Zappe. They got a play action fake. Zappe wants to throw it. He's in trouble. Dumps it. Wait, intercepted on the near side. Picked off Willie Gay Jr. Near side gets a block. He's inside the 10 and down to the Patriot 6-yard line. Bailey Zappe, who's been mistake free for 7 quarters, just made a big one. A pick by Willie Gay Jr. and a 24-yard interception return.
Loved it, man. Gave the Chiefs the ball at the 7. And able to get a touchdown from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another guy from Louisiana. Our guest tonight from Louisiana, the great Neil Smith. And again, thanks for being with us tonight, Neil. A couple things I want to bring up. I'm going to jump back into a time machine here. Your pick six in 1992. You got a pick six against Seattle, right? Was it against Seattle?
One against Seattle, and I think the other one was, I didn't score in New Orleans. I had one in New Orleans. There's a few. I can't remember exactly all of them, but I think I had like 3 or 4. Pretty good memory, man.
That goes back to the wingspan and tipping passes.
And tip it and catch it and run it in, brother.
And you were talking about the Browns and kind of giving Big Daddy a little bit of smoke there. But you had a fumble return to get a 10-10 tie back when there were ties. That was huge.
Huge, yeah.
That's the only touchdown we got in that game.
I know.
Don't get it, we lose it.
That's true. That's true. It was at the 1-yard line. I kind of picked it up, rolled it up, and rolled into the end zone. We weren't really picking it up, but it was a score. And I'm like, I never thought we could end with a tie, but then I think that it did end with a tie, like 6-6 or 10-10.
10-10,
like,
yeah. That's all we had.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Marty Schottenheim was there, yeah.
First year, man. Yeah. All right. How cool was it? You were Grand Marshal of the NASCAR race at the Kansas Speedway. That was awesome.
Yeah, man, I like NASCAR. And those guys, I'm so infatuated with speed, but I don't like to drive fast, and I'm not that type of guy to do that stuff. But I'm just – the cars is amazing, man, how fast they go, you know, in such a short period of time and just get out, and it's so loud. But when I got that opportunity, you know, I did it twice. I did it with Christian Carrier myself.
Wow.
And then I did it by myself one other time. But those NASCAR guys, good. And I also got a chance to see Joe Gibbs. You know, Coach Gibbs is out there, and he have a grandson that runs, and he runs hard. And the only thing he said, Neil, he's good, but he just don't know how good he is yet. But he got to stop crashing our cars. I thought it was a joke. I thought I'm a head coach. You know, you've been into contact all your life. Why are you worrying about him crashing a car?
Again, Neil Smith with us tonight. Perfect to have. It's not just any week. It's Raiders week, and we can win the division for an 8th straight time on Christmas Day and get our 16th AFC West title, one ahead of everybody else who all has 15. You have a big day tomorrow. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on.
Well, tomorrow is actually my son's signing day. You know, he went to Liberty North High School.
War Eagle, baby. War Eagle.
They won the 6A state championship this year against CBC. And, you know, they got it. Those guys been battling for the last 3 years, and CBC beat us 2 years prior to that. And this year we put it to them so bad they had to call a game with 4 quarters with 4 minutes left in the game. So there was bit sweetness, you know, to get back at him. But such a great team up there. And, you know, I really want to say congratulations to Keelan, not just for tomorrow, but he was the high school he actually won the the player of the year.
Yeah.
And so he had a hell of a year. Good for him, you know. It just reminded me of myself, man. It's just the beginning. It's not sketched in stone, brother. He's got a long way to go, but proud of him.
Has he got your personality? Take over
room,
take over team?
I hope so. I hope so.
It's fantastic. Yes. But tomorrow, and Weird Wife is here. She's wearing the garb.
Uh-oh.
Because tomorrow, your son will sign with?
The University of Nebraska.
So tomorrow, Keelan will become a Cornhusker. at a Liberty North High School. Again, War Eagle, they've done an awesome job at that school. Man, they're good in every sport. But they've done a terrific job. It's been so cool to have you here tonight. I just love your energy and what you
bring.
Thank
you, Mitch. I appreciate it.
And just to close, I love the way Big Red reaches out to our former players.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes you feel like when we won that Super Bowl, both these Super Bowls, I was hoping our guys who played and wore that uniform felt it. But I think Big Red and this regime makes you guys feel that.
I do. I feel like, you know, I was at the parade. We was there. We was in front of the stage. We couldn't get close, but we was there. And I was like, you know, I felt the moment, you know. And the thing about it is like, man, you know, it doesn't matter if you win it or not. But when you win it, you have something to do about it. And you've been there. And you tried your heart out. And you put it all on the line. And then you're still a part of it, and that's why we feel like, you know, being alumni, and big up to our alumni group, you know, one of the biggest groups that, you know, they have in the National Football League that's still here, existing, picking up all the slack that these young men don't have to do, and we go out and do those things, you know,
yes, sir,
along with the big up to the Red Coaters, because they always there providing with us throughout the whole time, and, you know, every event, you know. But look at what Mr. Hunt put together, you know, a legacy, man. And it's so good to see that, you know, Clark taking it to another whole different level, brother. And, you know, right, it's rightfully so, because that young man, I'll never forget him coming in the locker room, being such a young man. And I always looked at him and said, you know, you're going to be an owner one day of this team. Just saying it. Now you see it, and how he put his hands on it, and how he, you know, got Beach and he got Big Red. I mean, he's put this thing together, and we still the world champion until we get beat. And guess what? It's Raider weekend. We ain't losing to them. So I'm going to speak it in existence right
now. Let's go right here.
I'm going to speak it in existence right now.
It's time to
put the hammer down.
Thank you, Neil Smith. We'll come back to wrap up the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down, goal to go at the 6. Mahomes, same formation, a 3-by-1 look. Mahomes with a pump faking, now turns left, Chase puts it for the back of the end zone, caught! Clyde Edwards-Helaire, touchdown! Kansas City, CEH, 9.5 yards deep in the end zone, went up the elevator to get a 6-yard reception from Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs lead by 13.
What a play by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Showed some vertical.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Wingspan was 7'1¾". Look at this. Look at that. Those of you who are listening can't see it.
And if you come close, I will snatch your ass up.
I think you're more than that. Now, I think you've stretched out.
No, I'm good.
But, Chris is set the same.
Yeah.
Buck was ahead of his time. What does that do wingspan-wise? Because go back to Super Bowl 54. Chris knocks down two passes of Garoppolo's when we've got a full-on attack on those dudes in all three phases. People will forget about those plays. They'll remember the Damian Williams run to immortality. They will forget about the Chris Jones batted down passes. You used your wingspan. Tell me how you used it and why it's so effective.
You know what kills me today about the game and how it's so changed in the favor of the quarterback? Because I look at D linemen and I see that they don't use the tool of knocking the ball down, getting off the field on third down. The windows are so wide open. When I say the windows, they give the quarterback an alley to where he can sit and throw a ball sidearm, overhand, underhand, or whatever. And he had the whole vision to just to do that. But if you get in the hole, if you close the window and you stretch it out wide, he got to figure out where I can go over this guy and how I can get it around him. And I had the most ultimate time, and it never took the stats. But one thing I do can say for myself, one of the things I really love doing, knocking the football down, tipping the football and getting off the field. It was so much better than sacks, but they never counted it. I could promise you I might have had 105 sacks, but I could probably have 200 knocked all tip balls and got off the field.
I think you got me in a soft spot. I think it's the most devastating defensive play there is.
Yep.
Because when you watch it on video, let's say you knocked – there's a dude wide open at 30 yards.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't knock it down, that's like a 30-yard play that you don't get credit for.
That's true.
But that's what wins games.
That's true. You know, that's what wins championships too, bro. You already said it yourself. Chris Jones knocked a couple of balls down like that in the Super Bowl, and guess what? We won the game.
We won the Super Bowl. Yep.
Put the hammer down, baby.
You just do it right here. Hey, when you get that many knockdowns and you get 105 sacks, yep, that's Neil Smith. Put the hammer down, baby. Thank you. In fact, you can swing it like you used to swing on those. That was cool.
Colors, baby.
Where did that come from? Where did the home run swing come from?
Well, the home run swing came from, you know, you're trying to get the fans something what they really wanted to, you know, feel you about. It's just like a sack dance. And I don't know. I was just sitting up one day, and I was like, I'm figuring, like, man, I got to give something. You know, Derek had a sack, and he gave up your safety sign, and so every time he felt like he wanted to get a sack, he would do a safety or something. So I was looking at the late Johnny Carson one night. I was sitting up in there, and yeah, you don't know about Johnny. Here's Johnny. And y'all remember when Johnny used to do a punchline after a rim, and he'd go, and he would do a golf swing? Well, the very first sack that I ever had, I was going to do this against Raiders, and I did it, and I went, so I swung it, and it was like a golf swing. And just so happened, I had three or four in that game. And then I get on the podium and ask him, like, so what is that? One of the reporters asked me, he's like, so what is that, Neil? What does that contribute to? I said, well, you know, George Brett just hit his 3,000th hit. I said, I'm going to go get him 3,000 sacks and I'm going to break George's record. Just out of a humbug, it just took off. And it went huge, baby. It went huge.
There's nobody like him, folks. Neil Smith, and he's perfect to have on this night as we get ready to make history. Again, these are always like Laker games. We got Dale Curry here, I think. It might have been Stephen Curry up at the bar. But, oh, that was just a guy wearing his jersey drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Fred Liggett's here tonight. Lee Summit Tribune Sports writer. But we got Neil Smith here tonight. It's Raiders week. Let's go win a division. Let's win it for 8 straight times and get 16 versus 15. We're going to go into a time machine when we come back after this break. We're going to get number 90 with that swing and the Band-Aid on the nose. We're going to jump into the DeLorean from Back to the Future when we come back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
All right, Chiefs Kingdom, we're coming down to the home stretch of the season. When you need tickets to see the Chiefs, be sure to check out ticketsforless.com. Whether you want to catch one of the final regular season games or you're ready to lock down your seats for the playoffs, Tickets for Less is your home for the best seats at the best prices with no added service fees. Plus, save big today when you use the promo code ChiefsRadio at checkout. Every seat holds a story. Find yours and save with the code ChiefsRadio at ticketsforless.com.
The Chiefs Kingdom is proud to partner with Hy-Vee, home of the best beef in town. Visit your local Hy-Vee to find only the highest quality beef, hand-selected and sourced from family farms in the Midwest. When it comes to beef, Hy-Vee goes the extra mile to bring affordable, tender, and delicious flavor to every tailgate and grill out. Stop by your local Hy-Vee to find Angus Reserve, Choice Reserve, and Prime Reserve beef options for your next gathering. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, gotta be real quiet out here so we don't spook the fish. What is that, a football game?
I'm following the Chiefs game. Sorry, I'll turn it down.
You got coverage out here on the lake?
Yeah, got T-Mobile. You got the best 5G coverage in the game.
Oh, just keep it down, okay?
Touchdown!
Great. Stay connected to Chiefs Kingdom with T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network. Learn more at T-Mobile.com.
Fast is based on median overall combined 5G speeds according to analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data for Q2 2023. See 5G details at T-Mobile.com.
The Chiefs Kingdom Radio Show is brought to you by Window World, official window company of the Kansas City Chiefs. In nearly 20 years in business, they have improved the look and thermal efficiency of nearly 50,000 customers in Kansas City. Window World is now offering 18 months same-as-cash financing with approved credit. For a free in-home estimate, call 816-799-0820 or go online at windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
All right, Chiefs Kingdom, we're coming down to the home stretch of the season. When you need tickets to see the Chiefs, be sure to check out ticketsforless.com. Whether you want to catch one of the final regular season games or you're ready to lock down your seats for the playoffs, Tickets for Less is your home for the best seats at the best prices with no added service fees. Plus, save big today when you use the promo code ChiefsRadio at checkout. Every seat holds a story. Find yours and save with the code ChiefsRadio at ticketsforless.com.
Okay, gotta be real quiet out here so we don't spook the fish. What is that, a football game?
I'm following the Chiefs game. Sorry, I'll turn it down.
You got coverage out here on the lake?
Yeah, got T-Mobile. You got the best 5G coverage in the game.
Oh, just keep it down, okay?
Touchdown!
Great. Stay connected to Chiefs Kingdom with T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network. Learn more at T-Mobile.com.
Fast is based on median overall combined 5G speeds according to analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data for Q2 2023. See 5G details at T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Bailey Zappe. They got a play action fake. Zappe wants to throw it. He's in trouble. Dumps it. Late intercepted on the near side. Picked off Willie Gay Jr. Near side gets a block. He's inside the 10 and down to the Patriot 6-yard line. Bailey Zappe, who's been mistake free for 7 quarters, just made a big one. A pick by Willie Gay Jr. and a 24-yard interception return.
Loved it, man. Gave the Chiefs the ball at the 7. And able to get a touchdown from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another guy from Louisiana. Our guest tonight from Louisiana, the great Neil Smith. And again, thanks for being with us tonight, Neil. A couple things I want to bring up. I'm going to jump back into a time machine here. Your pick six in 1992. You got a pick six against Seattle, right? Was it against Seattle?
One against Seattle, and I think the other one was, I didn't score in New Orleans. I had one in New Orleans. There's a few. I can't remember exactly all of them, but I think I had like 3 or 4. Pretty good memory, man.
That goes back to the wingspan and tipping passes.
And tip it and catch it and run it in, brother.
And you were talking about the Browns and kind of giving Big Daddy a little bit of smoke there. But you had a fumble return to get a 10-10 tie back when there were ties. That was huge.
Huge, yeah.
That's the only touchdown we got in that game.
I know.
If you don't get it, we lose it.
That's true. That's true. It was at the 1-yard line. I kind of picked it up, rolled it up, and rolled into the end zone. Wasn't really picking it up, but it was a score. And I'm like, I never thought we could end with a tie, but then I think that it did end with a tie, like 6-6 or 10-10.
10-10,
like,
yeah. That's all we had. That
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Marty Schottenheim was there, yeah.
First year, man. Yeah. All right. How cool was it? You were Grand Marshal of the NASCAR race at the Kansas Speedway. That was awesome.
Yeah, man, I like NASCAR. And those guys, I'm so infatuated with speed, but I don't like to drive fast, and I'm not that type of guy to do that stuff. But I'm just, the cars is amazing, man, how fast they go, you know, in such a short period of time, and just get out, and it's so loud. But When I got that opportunity, you know, I did it twice. I did it with Christian and Carrier myself.
Wow.
And then I did it by myself one other time. But those NASCAR guys, good. And I also I got a chance to see Joe Gibbs. You know, Coach Gibbs is out there, and he have a grandson that runs, and he runs hard. And the only thing he said, Neil, he's good, but he just don't know how good he is yet. But he got to stop crashing our cars. I thought it was a joke. I thought I'm a head coach. You know, you've been into contact all your life. Why are you worrying about him crashing a car?
Again, Neil Smith with us tonight. Perfect to have. It's not just any week. It's Raiders week, and we can win the division for an eighth straight time on Christmas Day and get our 16th AFC West title, one ahead of everybody else who all has 15. You have a big day tomorrow. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on.
Well, tomorrow is actually my son's signing day. You know, he went to Liberty North High School.
War Eagle, baby. War Eagle.
They won the 6A state championship this year against CBC. And, you know, they got it. Those guys been battling for the last 3 years, and CBC beat us 2 years prior to that. And this year we put it to them so bad they had to call a game with four quarters, with 4 minutes left in the game. So there was bit sweetness, you know, to get back at him. But such a great team up there. And, you know, I really want to say congratulations to Keelan, not just for tomorrow, but he was the high school. He actually won the, what was the player of the year.
Yeah.
And so he's had a hell of a year. Good for him, you know. It just reminded me of myself, man. It's just the beginning. It's not sketch of stone, brother. He's got a long way to go, but proud of him.
Has he got your personality? Take over
room,
take over team?
I hope so. I hope so.
It's fantastic. Yes. But tomorrow, and Weird Wife is here. She's wearing the garb.
Uh-oh.
Because tomorrow, your son will sign with?
The University of Nebraska.
So tomorrow, Keelan will become a Cornhusker at a Liberty North High School. Again, War Eagle, they've done an awesome job at that school. Man, they're good in every sport. But they've done a terrific job. It's been so cool to have you here tonight. I just love your energy and what you
Thank
bring.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.
And just to close, I love the way Big Red reaches out to our former players.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes you feel like when we won that Super Bowl, both these Super Bowls, I was hoping our guys who played and wore that uniform felt it. But I think Big Red and this regime makes you guys feel that.
I do. I feel like, you know, I was at the parade. We was there. We was in front of the stage. We couldn't get close, but we was there. And I was like, you know, I felt the moment, you know. And the thing about it is like, man, you know, it doesn't matter if you win it or not. But when you win it, you have something to do about it. And you've been there. And you tried your heart out. And you put it all on the line. And then you're still a part of it. And that's why we feel like, you know, being alumni, and big up to our alumni group, you know, one of the biggest groups that, you know, they have in the National Football League that's still here existing, picking up all the slack that these young men don't have to do. And we go out and do those things, you know,
along
with the big up to the Red Coaters, because they always there providing with us throughout the whole time, and, you know, every event, you know. But look what Mr. Hunt put together, you know, a legacy, man. And it's so good to see that, you know, Clark taking it to another whole different level, brother. And, you know, it's rightfully so, because that young man, I'll never forget him coming in the locker room, being such a young man. And I always looked at him and said, you know, you're going to be an owner one day of this team. Just saying it. Now you see it, and how he put his hands on it, and how he, you know, got Beach and he got Big Red. I mean, he's put this thing together, and we still the world champion until we get beat. And guess what? It's Raider weekend. We ain't losing to them. So I'm going to speak it in existence right
now. Let's go right here.
I'm going to speak it in existence right now.
It's time to
put the hammer down.
Thank you, Neil Smith. We'll come back to wrap up the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down, goal to go up to six. Mahomes, same formation, a 3-by-1 look. Mahomes with a pump faking, now turns left, chase, puts it for the back of the end zone, caught! Clyde Edwards-Helaire, touchdown! Kansas City, CEH, 9.5 yards deep in the end zone, went up the elevator to get a 6-yard reception from Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs lead by 13. What a play by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Showed some vertical getting that touchdown. It was awesome. Again, just a reminder, and thanks to the folks here at Hy-Vee in Lee's Summit, just off Ward Road. This area's got such a great tradition. Lee Summit North, great football team this year. Also, Lee Summit High, Felix Anyadike Uzomah, our first-round pick out of K-State from Lee Summit High, and Drew Locke last night at a Lee Summit High School. What a game he had to pull that game out of the fire for the Seahawks. Much better as a Seahawk than he was with a Bronco, I'm just saying. That's okay. And just to lay out what this week means. Again, it's not just any week, it's Raider Week. But more than that, if the Chiefs win the division this week, we win this game, we win the division for an eighth straight time. That will be second in the National Football League in history in division dominance. But even bigger to me, when I think about Mr. Hunt founding the AFL, keeping the old AFL basically together when the divisions were made as they were in 2002 when the Houston Texans came into existence. He was adamant about keeping the old AFL teams together in divisions. And the AFC West basically starting in 1960. Well, the other three division teams have won it 15 times. So have we. 15, 15, 15, 15. Until Monday, we make it 16. Let's get this done. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. It's Raiders Week. Next week on Tuesday again at 135th Street in Overland Park on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danon Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.